Let's dive today into a major sporting event in Alsace, the 25th edition of the Oberneibenfeld International Triathlon. It's on the 7th and 8th of June 2025.
Oh yes, quite a piece. We have all the documents in front of us, schedules, access maps, course maps, the rules.
A nice package, yeah.
The idea is to decode all of this a bit, to understand how this weekend will unfold, whether for the athletes or for the spectators
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. We will try to extract the really key information, you know, about the different formats, the logistics, especially the traffic, the parking. That's often...
sensitive.
That's right. And then a few important rules to note. All right, shall we? Exploring between Benfeld and Oberneibenfeld. So, looking at the documents, the first thing that stands out is that there are lots of different races, not just the huge L format.
Yes, absolutely. The L, it's the queen distance, isn't it? 2.1 kilometers of swimming, 82 kilometers of cycling, and almost a half marathon to finish, 19.2 kilometers. Tough. But next to it, you have the M, which is roughly half, and then the S, the XS. That's good. It opens up to more people.
Yes, for beginners, it's
there
perfect.
There you go. And let's not forget the Tri Kids on Saturday afternoon. That's for the younger ones. So really, a celebration of triathlon for everyone.
And all this, it takes place in two towns, right? Benfeld on one side, Oberneibenfeld
yes,
on the other.
That's the special feature. A logistics on two poles. Benfeld, it's logical with the body of water. So swimming start for the SML on
all
Sunday.
Right.
It's also where the first transition, T1, takes place, where we go from swimming to biking. And it's also where the XS and Tri-Kids formats are held on Saturday. It's the base camp on Saturday, let's say.
And what about Oberneibenfeld?
Oberneibenfeld becomes the nerve center on Sunday. That's where T2 is, the transition from cycling to running, and of course, the grand finish.
Ah, the arrival in Oberneibenfeld. That must be nice.
Yes, and it's also there where you pick up the bibs for the larger formats and where the SML podiums take place. This organization on two sites, well... it optimizes the courses, but it requires quite some coordination.
I imagine. And having two sites, bike routes, definitely means an impact on traffic.
That's the challenge, yes. Especially on Sunday. The documents are very clear about it. The departmental road on the cycling route will be closed between Wolf and Benfeld. And that's from 9 in the morning to about 2 in the afternoon. So, to go from Oberneibenfeld to Benfeld, or vice versa.
You need to take a detour.
Exactly. The recommended route is to go through Maestratzheim and Schäfersheim. It's good to know for the companions, right?
Very important. I also saw that there is a shuttle back to Benfeld for the athletes after the race. But be careful, without the bike. So, if you left your car in Benfeld, you need to plan.
Yes, well, the simplest way for an athlete staying in Oberneibenfeld to get to the swimming start in Benfeld in the morning...
what's that?
Well, it's to go by bike. It's 16 kilometers all flat. It's a good warm-up, right?
Not a bad idea. And for those who still come by car, parking in Oberneibenfeld first.
So, in Oberneibenfeld, there are several indicated parking lots. Rue Poincaré, the Deauchamp parking, the sports area as well. But be careful, the big parking lot by the ramparts.
Which is very well located near the finish.
Exactly. Well, that one will apparently be closed for a good part of the day on Sunday, between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. So, you need to plan ahead.
Okay. And in Benfeld, near the water plant?
The same. Dedicated parking areas are planned. The advice is always the same. Carefully follow the specific signs. There will surely be volunteers to guide you.
All right, let's talk a bit about the key times. I imagine you have to be on time.
Ah, yes. On Saturday afternoon, it's the XS and Tri-Kids in Benfeld. The starts follow one another between 3:40 and about 6:30.
And on Sunday, the big event.
Sunday. The serious events begin early. The first start of the S, M and L waves from Benfeld at 9:15. And then, well, it goes on. The arrivals will take place in Oberneibenfeld throughout the afternoon.
And there are those famous time barriers. They're strict,
very
right?
Strict, yes. There is a time limit to exit the water and take the bike, and another time barrier to finish the biking and start running if one is overdue.
That's the disqualification. Tough.
That's the game, unfortunately. It puts on the pressure, that's for sure.
And the regulations, then? I noted a few specific things in the documents. The unique bib on a belt, for example.
Yes, that's classic in triathlon. It's a race number belt. You put it on your back for biking, and then voila, turn it to the front for running. Simple and effective.
All right. And the wetsuit?
For the rules, the water temperature is crucial. Below 16 degrees, the wetsuit is mandatory. Above 24.5, it is prohibited. It's the federal rule.
Okay. And this thing, drafting, What exactly is it?
Drafting is riding right behind another cyclist to take advantage of their slipstream to shelter from the wind.
Is it forbidden
here? Yes, in most formats, including S, M, and L. It is prohibited here. It's an individual event. Distances must be respected. 7 meters between the front wheels in SCM and even 12 meters in L.
And if we don't comply?
So there. It's a blue card. That means a penalty. You have to stop for a certain time in a special area, the penalty box, before being able to continue the race on foot. It can be costly in the ranking.
Oh, yes. You have to be careful. I also saw something quite surprising. A possible stop at a level crossing.
Yes. The PN27 at about kilometer 14 of the bike course. If it is closed, the organization anticipates a potential stop of 42 seconds. And beware, there is no time bonus.
Oh, yeah? 42 seconds lost because of a train. It can be frustrating.
That's the least we can say.
And of course, respecting the environment.
Fundamental. It cannot be repeated enough. No littering of any kind. Gel wrappers, bottles, outside the designated clean zones at the refreshment stations. Otherwise, there's a penalty as well.
Well then, there you go. I think we've covered it well. Formats for everyone. Quite complex logistics between two cities. But it seems well organized.
Yes. Detailed in the documents in any case.
Clear rules, so that everything goes smoothly. And then this need to anticipate for traffic and
Absolutely.
Parking.
Absolutely. What really stands out from all these documents is the scope of the organization behind it. The precision of the road books, the maps, all that shows a really meticulous preparation.
It's clear.
It leads to reflection, I think. Beyond the performance of each triathlete, which is already huge in itself, what part of the event's success relies on this almost military organizational mechanism, and especially on the commitment of the hundreds of volunteers?
We often mention them, but it's true. Without them,
nothing would be possible. Perhaps that is the fourth unofficial discipline of triathlon. Organization and volunteering.